Welcome to the Chatty Check-In with Mitchie McPherson.
Mitchie, welcome, buddy.
Thanks for having me.
Good
Happy
here,
Monday.
Mate.
Is that a song in the background of that? I couldn't quite. Yeah. Is it a well-known song, or was it just me that was?
I think it's just.
This is a song.
I've never heard it before.
It's good. Yeah, it's a bit groovy, isn't it?
Yeah, I like
Popular
it.
Song. Good. I have no idea. We just got it made.
No, that's great.
Get me in the feels.
For those that don't know, we check in with Mitchie. We just have a yarn with him every Monday. It's just a good way to catch up with a friend, and we encourage other people to do the same.
Absolutely.
Because Nath, myself, and Mitch are all friends. But even now, Nathan and I don't live together, so we don't spend as much time hanging out as we used to. So we're doing it on work time.
So we're getting paid to do payroll.
Yeah.
Getting paid just to hang out with you, mates.
It's a good time.
We hung out on the weekend as well.
Nate's birthday. Lovely dinner together.
Yeah. A nice little Mexican fiesta, which was nice. So we went to Taco's, which is down in Salamanca opposite Obar, I think.
Never been.
Did you know Taco's? Put up a picture of us.
Yeah.
Put up a picture of us.
And a story of you with us saying happy birthday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Was I in that? I don't remember that photo. Oh, it was the celebrities.
Yes.
He had a celebrity moment.
We got you to take it.
Mitch, you take a photo of the boys.
That is one thing hanging out with you two. You will never see me doing. Everyone across Hobart will never, ever see me taking a photo of you two. Someone asked once. Yeah. I think it was at the wine fest. And I said, absolutely not.
I don't take photos. Yeah. I'm Mitch McPherson. Do you know who I am? And also, Mitchie, big day for you. Those that know, Mitchie's a Blues fan. Carlton getting up in a nail biter yesterday.
It was a great game. Good game of footy. Footy's back. I was off Carlton for the last, 20 years, but last couple of weeks telling everyone that I don't support them, but then I'm back on the bandwagon when they have a good win like that.
Something very cute as well, which I did see on your Instagram, was Maya.
Oh, little May, yeah.
Maya cheering along to Carlton. Is she a young Carlton fan?
She is. Wife's North Melbourne, and I mean, there's absolutely no chance at the moment I can allow her to go for that club. So got a little clip of her dancing, if you want to have a look, at Mitch McP.
Yeah.
He loves running.
Oh, you're happy to take photos of Maya, aren't you?
Thanks for having me, boys. So we're all about kindness, aren't we? There's a couple of things that we talk about. Now, I always start by, when talking about kindness, say, look, I always haven't been the kindest person ever, and I'm sure we could all put our hand up and say that.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Jimmy, put your hand up.
He started
tucking his hands in his pockets.
Yeah, never.
But I realise the importance of it, and I think it's something that we can all learn from when we see other people do small acts of kindness.
Yeah.
And it reminded me of a quick story that I wanted to share. It was my little nephew, Brock. It was his birthday on Friday. He was 12. Shout out to Brock.
Good on you, Brock.
Happy birthday, Brocky.
Big fan of the show. He asked, do you hang out with Jimmy and Nate? No, I don't.
he's sick of being asked to take photos.
Yeah, only when they get paid. Yeah.
Secondhand story, but he was with my stepmom. So Brock's 12, obviously. And I was about to tell you how old he was. And he was at Shiploads with my stepmom, Coolie Dooley.
Give her a little shout out. We love Coolie Dooley.
And he was apparently walking the aisles looking for a gift that he could get. And while he was looking for his own gift, he spotted another young girl, a bit younger than him, looking at some certain toy on the rack. And so he went up to my stepmom and asked if he could borrow $2 because he wanted to go and buy it for this girl. She obviously gave him the $2 and he went up and he bought it, got the receipt and took it over to this young girl and her mum. And apparently the mum was, you know, absolutely thought it was brilliant. And I just thought, like, they're the types of things that we preach for us adults to do so that the kids watch. But on this instance, it was us in awe of, you know, a 12-year-old that just showed super initiative and did something nice for another young child. And, you know, we hope that that just pays on, you know, and that young girl and her mum, you know, recognise that that was a nice thing to do and that they keep paying it forward. So, yeah, nice little story I wanted to share. But as I said, it's all about doing those small things. And I really believe that people think about that a lot, you know, just before you go to bed, you're thinking about reflecting on your day, and those nice things are a big game changer for making people feel a lot better.
It's funny you mentioned that, Mitchie. The other day, I went for a walk to get a coffee in Sandy Bay, and my headphones are dead. And I was like, oh, and then I couldn't find my wireless, because they're wireless ones.
Sure,
I went for the walk anyway. I was like, well, I don't need them. So I went for a walk without them, and there was this lady at the Shell, and she was trying to pump her tyres up. Anyway, she was like nearly in tears. She's frustrated. And I probably would have not even noticed her if I had music in and I was in my own world. And I just went over and I was like, "You." She goes, "I can't figure out how to pump my tyres up." And I went, "Oh, because they're built for car tyres, not bike tyres. But if you put it on the bike tyre and you hit the deflated, like the flat tyre mode, it'll actually just pump air without putting it to a PSI."
Mm.
So I just put it on. You had to do that, pumped up her tyres. And she was just like overwhelmed. She's like, "Thank you so much. Thank you so much." And I was, again, such a little thing, which nothing, but I think sometimes like you put efforts in, you get stuck in your own world. It's like a kid. When a kid, you're in your, you know what I mean? Like, you're just living life. So, I don't know. I think.
Did she, well, not making light of that situation, but did she see Jimmy and she go, there's someone who knows how to pump tyres up?
His own. Yeah, she was like, how did you know how to do that? I was like, I think dad taught me.
I did.
Pump up your tyres.
Pump your tyres up on the show, mate. Yeah.
Want more Jimmy and Nate? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.